Hey, let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk to Chelsea Lipford-Wolf, who is on the road this week, but sharing a few things about the world of checking in with Chelsea. How are you, my dear?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing
Hi,
great.
Chelsea.
Everything's going good. I heard you had an interesting project recently. I have not been able to see it yet, but backsplash is still that trend and the popularity of that is not going away. You undertook one very recently.
Yeah, so actually from a trade show we went to a couple of years ago, Titebond had this adhesive on display called Titegraph,
uh-huh.
And they literally had a brick on the wall held up with this adhesive, and I was fascinated and have been dying to use it on a project ever since. And so I finally found the perfect project, and that is using split bricks to make a backsplash. And if you don't know what split bricks are, it's basically, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's basically like a brick that's cross-sectioned. It's cut into multiple pieces.
Right. Usually
like a thin slice of brick.
Yeah, like half inch, 3/8, something like that. Yeah, in some areas of the country, especially in the Southeast, there's a lot of split brick floors that were extremely popular for a while, and then people found they could use it on vertical surfaces. But this sounds pretty intriguing. So it was a traditional size brick face that you use.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and just laid it like you are, you know, put it on the wall like you would subway tiles, but instead of using traditional thin set to hold it on the wall, I used this tight grab adhesive, which is really thick, and so it's not going to run down the wall while you're hanging it, and it dries really fast, so you're not having to hold the tiles on the wall or the bricks while it dries. You put them on, and then you keep moving on, and you don't have to wait for the thin set to dry. You can move on to the next step, which is grouting.
Oh, boy.
Did you have to use spacers, Chelsea, for any reason?
Yeah, I did use spacers, and I did. I think I used quarter-inch spacers just for a thicker grout line that would look more like brick mortar joint.
Right,
and
exactly.
Then we used an angle grinder to cut them. And it's pretty straightforward. And, of course, I have a video of how I did it on my website at checkinwithchelsea.com right now for everyone to go and see how to do it for yourself.
Oh, boy.
Do the bricks come a different color, or are they all red like traditional red brick?
Yeah, these were a different color. You know, there's a few, it's kind of a gradient throughout the box.
Right, yeah.
So you can kind of mix.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
This was
kind
of a grayish, reddish tone that were in the collection that I used.
That's cool.
Boy, that sounds pretty good. And being able to, you know, install it and then basically turn right around and grout it, boy, that saves you a lot of time talking about knocking something out in a day. And then I guess you could allow it to dry for a little bit and actually put a sealer on it to make it more cleanable.
Right. Well, I actually ended up sealing it before I grouted it to make it so that the grout wouldn't stick to the bricks.
Oh,
those bricks are so porous.
Oh, that's another great idea because, you would have a lot of cleaning after grouting that if you didn't seal it up like that. Well, that's
great.
Right,
but, yeah.
Sound like
it worked out great. And you can, of course, see the pictures in the video at checkinwithchelsea.com.
And we certainly appreciate our friends at Titebond for making that available to us to be able to use that on a perfect project like that. A nice split brick backsplash. That sounds great. Well, I'll let you get back to your work there out on the road and be safe traveling, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And again, that's checkinginwithchelsea.com, a awesome website, and dozens and dozens of great videos and episodes from Checking In with Chelsea. So make sure you check that out. And I'm sure we've intrigued you with the idea of a split brick backsplash. And she actually got those split bricks from our friends at Home Depot. So all you need to know is right there at checkinginwithchelsea.com. We've